Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moeb Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning. Kicking things off here to start a brand new week. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Man, always a great deal of fun, and this is the final week of June. We're staring down the business end of July. Time to kick things in gear and build that momentum that we have to have. And I want to send you into this week building that momentum so that you can end June with a massive amount of momentum and start July off, that second half of the year, on a high note. It's crazy to believe how here we are, nearly at the mid part, the halfway point of the year. It's crazy how these things happen, but every single June, we come to the end of June and we start looking at the second half of the year, and that's when it's important to get yourself keyed in, dialed up, and ready to go for a massive second half push to make this the best year you've ever done in business and in life. You know, you've probably heard that word momentum. It sounds real cool, doesn't it? Rolls right off the tongue. But how do we actually get the momentum? How do we build momentum? Sometimes it feels like we're pushing a rock uphill. And not just any old hill, but a hill of ankle-deep sand, right? It feels like such a grind to be able to get that momentum built. We have to first and foremost understand how momentum works. So I want to take you back to high school physics. You've probably heard me talk about this in the past, but it's worthy of the conversation right now. I can't think of a more timely conversation to have than about how momentum is actually built and how we can create it here in our businesses and in our lives. If you look at the equation for linear momentum, its momentum is mass times velocity. Momentum equals mass times velocity. Now, what's crazy about this is, as simple as that may seem, it's also the kind of equation, it's the kind of approach that we have, not just in physics, but in business and life, that can kind of get a little bit squirrely. You see, in physics, if you take something and you increase the mass of it but don't change the velocity, the momentum will go up. If you take something and you don't change the mass whatsoever, but you increase the velocity of how it travels, then, of course, its momentum goes up. So if you increase the mass or if you increase both, then, of course, the momentum is going to increase. But in order to increase momentum, we have to either increase one or both. The challenge is too many entrepreneurs want to increase the velocity. We want things to happen faster. We take a look at our bank accounts or our results and we say it's not happening fast enough. It's very easy to allow ourselves to go down this path, but I tell you this, my friend, be cautious. Do not allow yourself to get sucked in to that mentality. Velocity is important. The speed at which we approach our dreams, our goals, our success, yeah, it's important. We want things to happen fast. In fact, because we tend to be optimistic-minded people as entrepreneurs, we believe that they should happen faster. We believe that we can make them happen faster than we probably think. But what happens when it doesn't happen fast? We start doubting ourselves. We start thinking, oh, man, maybe this wasn't meant to be. We start going down a path that actually pulls our momentum away. When it comes to success, momentum building is a process. Remember that. And we have to increase either the mass or the velocity or both in order to increase our momentum. So let's talk about how to build momentum the right way, the smart way, as entrepreneurs. I recommend that you increase the mass instead of focusing on the velocity. Now, what does that mean? Think about a snowball rolling downhill. When you first stand at the top of the hill, you reach down and you grab a handful of snow, you pack it into a ball, maybe it's the size of a grapefruit, and you roll it down the hill. And as it rolls down that snow-covered hill, it starts to pick up snow. It becomes more massive. And as it becomes more massive and it picks up that velocity, it picks up more and more momentum. But what's crazy about it is it's a bit of a chicken and the egg equation, isn't it? The question is the velocity causing more mass? Or is the mass creating more velocity? The faster it travels, obviously, the more it's going to pick up more and more snow, right? And more snow it picks up, the more massive it becomes, and the faster it rolls down the hill. The point is this, who cares which came first, the mass or the velocity. What we do know is that in the case of a snowball rolling downhill, picking up more snow and picking up more speed, it is picking up momentum. And that is how we want to approach our business. You got to think like a snowball. You see, if you increase the mass of your efforts, if you go out there and do more of what it takes to build your business, more of what it takes to share your story and your message, more of what it takes to build your brand, to reach more people, to create more impact, that is how you create more mass. But it's not just about doing more. It's about doing higher quality work, denser work. Think about this. What weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of gold? Obviously, the question is, they weigh the same, but the gold is more massive. It has more density. And the whole idea is that, yeah, you've got a bigger container to hold that pound of feathers than you do a pound of gold. A pound of gold is something that could be very small held in your hand. A pound of feathers is something you're going to need a huge container for, right? So the idea is you don't want more feathers. You want more gold. You want something that's more dense, more rich, more valuable, higher quality. Don't just do more work. Do better quality work. Don't just pump out content. Pump out relevance. Don't just create more eyeballs on your target, on your product or your service or your website. It's not just about eyeballs. It's about heart and intent. It's about people coming to you because they see a natural fit for their challenge. You, being the solution provider, have the solution to their challenge. And what's interesting about that is as you create solutions to their challenges, you become that person that they come to again and again and again. And that is where the velocity picks up. More people start talking about what you do, it becomes viral, and all of a sudden, your growth happens exponentially. But it's not an overnight process, my friends, I have to tell you. Increasing the mass takes work. It takes effort. It takes consistency. It takes believing in yourself and being persistent. Next, you got to do it brick by brick. You see, momentum stagnates when we try to pile too much on at once. Think about that. Let's go back to the snowball analogy. I was talking about if you stand at the top of a hill and you pack a snowball about the size of a grapefruit and roll it down, you could do that effortlessly or almost effortlessly. But if you try to pack a snowball the size of a Mack truck and try to push it down the hill, now all of a sudden it's so difficult to even get that thing rolling. You see, the lesson here is that a lot of times entrepreneurs try to get everything right the first time. They try to get all the I's dotted, all the T's crossed before they launch. And the simple fact is you don't have to have everything in place. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have all the solutions dialed in. You just simply have to have a vision for what you want to achieve, a plan for how to get there, and the action to back it up. It is about taking massive, purposeful action. It's something that I love sharing with my clients. In fact, I'm going to be talking about it on a webinar tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern. If you guys want to find out more about that, go to jtdebolt.com/power. But here's the point. Instead of shifting from first gear to fifth gear to try to get up to highway speed faster, go from first to second to third to fourth, then to fifth. It's like building a pathway from where you are to where you want to be, one brick at a time. We don't try to build that superhighway all in one fell swoop. It takes time. It takes time to ratchet our way up. It takes time to build that small snowball and roll it downhill and allow it to accumulate. It takes time. It takes patience. And boy, it takes consistency and persistence, doesn't it? Build your momentum brick by brick. Don't try to slam it all together. Don't try to make it big and perfect right off the gate, because that will actually stagnate your progress. It'll stagnate your momentum. You are enough. You have enough. Now get out there and get moving. Don't be perfect. Just be awesome. Next, notice when velocity begins to increase, because as you start to pile on that mass, this is kind of the critical phase of momentum. As you start to pile on more mass, you can see the speed start to pick up. What's crazy about this is that you can actually increase your own velocity by doing a few things. Number one, maybe outsourcing the things that are weighing you down. Number two, being more productive, not just more productive, but more effective. People always talk about be productive. It's a bunch of hogwash. It's about being effective. It's not about doing more. It's about doing higher quality. So instead of increasing the mass of what we do, instead of piling more stuff on, let's do better work, but also allow that work to carry us forth. Give it a chance to actually build the momentum and allow us to pick up that speed and that velocity that we've been looking for. Here's another part that's important about building momentum, is you got to keep the pedal to the metal. You got to keep your foot on the gas pedal. It's very easy, especially this time of year, as we start to get into the summer months here in the Northern Hemisphere at least, kids are out of school. It's easy to think, you know what, this is the time to kind of go on cruise control, but word of caution, my friend, cruise control never got anybody to the top of the mountain. Cruise control never got anybody across the finish line. It's a common mistake to take our foot off the gas pedal after a little bit of momentum is built. But I've been at it for 5 weeks, JT. How come I'm not seeing anything? Listen, come talk to me after 5 years. Come talk to me after you've been at it long enough to say, you know, I remember when that fashion when that type of clothing was still in fashion. That's when I started my business. Then come talk to me. Don't talk to me about 5 weeks of effort or 5 months of effort. Because listen, the thing that I will tell you is that you have to keep the foot on the gas pedal. You got to keep the gas pedal down to the floor. You got to keep moving. It doesn't matter how fast you're going. It matters that you're continuing to show up every single day. Consistency is your best friend. One of the most important factors to your success in anything worth doing, any major endeavor, is how consistently you can show up and how consistently you can put forth your best efforts. Now listen, there are going to be days when you're going to be tired, when you're not going to feel like it. There are going to be days where you're confused. There are going to be days where you're frustrated, pissed off. You're just going to say to yourself, I don't want to do this anymore. And those days probably matter more than the days when you feel amazing and you're in flow. The days when you don't feel like it, but you show up anyway, have a tremendous amount of mass to them. You want to build momentum? Show up every day, especially the days you don't feel like it. And finally, develop and use systems. Man, I got to tell you, one of the things I love training my people on is the development of systems and how to utilize those systems to get better results, whether it's in their business, their career, their athletics, or just their life. This is how you maintain momentum, my friends. It's not about autopilot. It's about systemization. It's about disciplines. It's about showing up with consistency and doing the same thing over and over again until you get that momentum built. Whatever works for you, whatever system works for you, establish a system. If you need better systems, come check me out. I will train you and show you how to develop better systems for your business. But here's the most important thing. For momentum to really work, you got to realize that it's not necessarily about increasing the velocity. You allow the velocity to take care of itself. Instead, focus on increasing the mass of your efforts. Not doing more, but doing better. Not being productive, but being effective. It's about doing it brick by brick, knowing that momentum will stagnate if you try to pile it all on in the beginning. You build it brick by brick. You climb the ladder rung by rung. You get up to highway speed, not from shifting from first gear up to sixth gear, but rather from first to second, second to third, third to fourth, and so on. As those RPM build, so does your momentum. And then you shift, and then you shift, and then you shift, and then pretty soon you're streaming along, flying high, fast, and far. And then you got to keep the pedal to the metal. You got to stay consistent. You got to show up to it every single day. You got to hit it with intensity, hit it with purpose, hit it with focus, and hit it with intention. And remember to use those systems, develop those systems, so that it becomes discipline, so that it becomes systemic, so that it becomes something that you can do without even thinking about it, almost like second nature, and also something that will continue to work for you even when you're away from it. My friends, momentum is where it's at. It's about building it right now, today, on this Monday, this final Monday of June. Get out there and build your momentum. Set yourself up for big success coming into the second half of this year, and watch the second half be your best half. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Mob Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, Fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.